Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main headlines. Amendments to the defective concrete block bill has been received by government approval and is now set to be debated in the Dáil this evening. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked Ireland for its support during an address to the Oireachtas. It's emerged a case in Donegal is involved in the wider safeguarding issues facing the Presbyterian Church of Ireland, and a new Journal Investigates report has highlighted major gaps in how Donegal's historic dump sites are being managed. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport coming at 5:15. Amendments to the defective concrete block bill has received government approval and is set to be debated in the Dáil this evening. However, Deputy Charles Ward says he and other TDs only received a copy of the amendments at 10 o'clock this morning. The changes seek to improve flexibility in the case of semi-detached houses and side-by-side build in limited cases. Deputy Ward says more time should have been afforded to Dáil members to properly examine the effects these changes will have for affected homeowners.
We heard it would be published around midnight, and it wasn't published until 10 o'clock this morning. I'm currently on my way up to Dublin because there's a debate on, and I'll be taking part in that debate. I think it's tremendously disrespectful for this to be done in this manner, and it's just typical of the government. They're trying to silence us, and we're not going to be silenced.
And what do you mean by that? That it's typical that the way the government's doing it, and that it's disrespectful. What elements are you referring to?
The fact of the matter is, there's legislation coming in, and we've been given hours to look at it, to scrutinise over it, and to get ourselves ready for a debate. It's absolutely disrespectful. The fact of the matter is, this would never be allowed to happen to anything else, only to the effect of concrete block. And I think the fact of the matter is that we're going up there now, and I understand that President Zelensky's in the Dáil at the moment. That's not an excuse. We have a defective concrete crisis going on here, and we've not been given the proper time to scrutinise it properly. Pre-legislation scrutiny has been wavered on this, and the mistakes are about to come to the front. And we have basically Thursday, 10 o'clock, to put amendments in, which this should take weeks. We've got hours and hours.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked Ireland for its support during an address to the Oireachtas. He told TDs and senators, Ireland understands the price of freedom like few other countries. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky has left Leinster House in the last few minutes after delivering an historic address to the Oireachtas. At multiple points during the speech, he drew parallels between Ireland and Ukraine.
Our peoples, Ukrainian and Irish, are among the few in Europe who spent centuries fighting for the right to remain themselves.
He appeals for Ireland to back a reparations commission for Ukraine to use seized Russian assets to fund the rebuilding of his country, while saying he wants a peace deal.
There should be no capital that does not know that the Irish, together with the Ukrainians and many other nations, are united for a real peace.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin said Ukraine has Ireland's full support.
For as long as Ukraine needs our help and support, Ireland will be there for you. Your struggle is our struggle. Your success will be our success.
Most TDs gave President Zelensky a standing ovation, with Just People Before Profit refusing to clap following the address. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
It has emerged a case in Donegal is involved in the wider safeguarding issues facing the Presbyterian Church of Ireland. In an interview to be broadcast on BBC Spotlight tonight, Ian Elliott, an expert in safeguarding, could not find records of a child sexual abuse case that happened years before the current crisis. Cameron Clark reports.
Mr. Elliott revealed that when assisting with the case during 2015, he He was told by a minister that an adult member of the congregation had abused several children decades earlier, but no action was taken. After offering advice to the church, which included reporting to An Garda Síochána, he did not consult further. Raising the issue again in 2023, when he joined the Presbyterian Church safeguarding panel, no records of the case could be found. Mr. Elliott added that in emails from a minister in Donegal, they admit this information should have been shared with the authorities, but was not. BBC says the case has now been reported to Gardaí, but it is unclear when this happened.
A new Journal Investigates report has highlighted major gaps in how Donegal's historic dump sites are being managed. It revealed that only 3 of the county's 23 landfills have been submitted to the EPA for certification. This amounts to just 13% of sites in Donegal entering the process that's intended to reduce the risk of pollution to nearby waterways and ecosystems. The figure is only slightly higher than the national average of 10%. The former Dunlowtown dump has been categorised as high risk, and 9 other sites in Clofin, Remelton, Corky, Bundoran, Ballyshannon, Carrick, Carndonagh, Dunkaneely and Cuckakeen have been assessed as a moderate risk. The report's author, Conor O'Carroll, spoke to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show.
Of the 23 historic landfills in Donegal, just 3 of them have been submitted to the EPA by the local authority. You know, that's just 13%. Now, it should be said that only one of these landfills is categorised as high risk, but 9 have been categorised as a moderate risk. When the local authorities are doing their environmental risk assessment, they try and determine, is there a local stream nearby that could be impacted? Are there dwellings near the landfill that, you know, that might be at risk? And so I suppose it's a fairly intensive process. Mm. And these risk ratings can change over time, depending on, you know, a number of factors. So I suppose, you know, while we only have one high risk landfill in Donegal at the moment, it could be the case that some of these moderates are upgraded as further kind of investigations are done.
Gardaí are looking for witnesses following a series of incidents in the beaches area of Ballybuffet on Wednesday night. In a sequence of events began in the estate at around 11:30 and investigations are continuing. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Sean Sweeney made this appeal for information.
Reps usual believe the ventral state. At that time, 2 men got out and caused damage to the door of an apartment in the estate. They also smashed the window. They then stole a black Audi, partial registration 161DL58, from the neighbouring property, and both vehicles exited the estate. A short time later, approximately 11:45 p.m, so it'd be 15 minutes, a report received the red Peugeot was on fire at Drennan, Ballybuffet, and the fire service attended the scene. So our appeal to witnesses to these incidents to get in touch. We're particularly interested in hearing from anybody who may be in the area of the beaches or Drennan or the surrounding areas with dashcam footage between 11:15 p.m. and midnight on the date. Anybody who's any information on the current location of the stolen car, please contact Ballyshannon on 07198 58530 or the confidential line 1800 666 111.
Atlantic Technological University is set to receive more than €10 million under the Technological Enhancement Fund. The funding comes as part of a €65.8 million package announced by Minister James Lawless. €10.5 million of that will be shared across ATU campuses in Donegal, Sligo, Mayo and Galway. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says this additional investment will allow each campus to direct the money into areas they feel that they need it most.
It's been great to see over the last few years the continuing progress in terms of the development of the Kinney campus and as part of the wider ATU structure now. And this €10.5 million award from Minister James Lawless today is for the further development of the ATU model and to back that development and to back the development of new courses and also to back the development of the infrastructure of Atlantic Technological Universities.
Is that funding going to be hoovered up, as it were, in things like the new library block, like the new veterinary school, like the new sports facilities, or is this additional and discretionary funding that allows ATU spend the way it sees fit?
Yeah, this is additional funding to that, which is about seeing about backing projects which will help ATU Letterkenny and a wider ATU campuses to develop. So, for example, in terms of developing project management capacity, in terms of developing the systems and digital infrastructure for ATU Letterkenny and other ATU campuses, as well as staff development as well, and then system development, also research capacity too.
Gardaí are asking anyone with a dash cam who may have travelled between Ballyrain, Letterkenny and Main Street Remelton between 8pm and 9pm last night to make the footage available to Gardaí in Milford. They say the appeal is in connection with a road traffic related investigation, the nature of which has not been revealed. Three other incidents on local roads are also being investigated at the moment. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Gardaí are investigating a collision involving a car and a pedestrian at Old Town in Letterkenny just before 5 o'clock last evening. There were no serious injuries reported. The pedestrian, a woman in her 30s, was taken to hospital for assessment. There was a similar incident at Main Street Falcarra at 9 o'clock on Saturday evening last. The pedestrian involved sustained injuries, none of them believed to be life-threatening in nature. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating a hit-and-run incident at the Knockinamona roundabout in Letterkenny on Sunday evening. Shortly before 7:30, a collision occurred between a white Audi and a silver Toyota Vitz. Both cars were exiting the roundabout in the Kilmacrenan direction. Gardaí say no injuries were reported. The driver of the Toyota did not remain at the scene. Anyone who witnessed any of the incidents or has dashcam footage is asked to contact Gardaí.
November was particularly windy in Donegal, according to Met Éireann's monthly climate statement. Malin Head Weather Station recorded the highest number of days with gales, the strongest gales, the highest gust and mean wind speed. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
Across the board, the number of days with gales ranged from zero at a few stations to 8 days at Malin Head. The number of days with strong gales ranged from zero at most stations to 2 days at Macehead, County Galway, and 1 day at Malin Head. Both the month's highest gust and highest 10-minute mean wind speed were reported at Malin Head on Thursday the 27th. The highest gust was 62 knots or 115 kilometres per hour, while the month's highest 10-minute mean wind speed was 45 knots or 83 kilometres per hour. The statement in full can be read on highlandradio.com.
It's just coming up to 12 minutes past 5 here in Highland Radio. We'll have sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkins at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer and local soccer, the ATU Donegal Ladies were in action today in the college's Division 1 League final in Athlone today. And there was good news for them today. They defeated SETU from Waterford by 3-2, with Aaron Doherty scoring the winner in the 88th minute with a penalty. Jody Loughery and Cody Walsh had put the ATU 2-0 up at half time. Waterford fought back to 2-2 and Aaron Doherty scoring the winner there for them. So congratulations to them. The College's Division 1 League final today, ATU Donegal Ladies. Elsewhere in soccer, Alan Mahan has stepped down as assistant head coach of the Republic of Ireland women's team with immediate effect due to personal reasons. The Dubliner was brought into the setup with current head coach Carla Ward when she was appointed back in January. He was involved with the senior side for 10 games overall, including Saturday's 3-2 win over Hungary in a behind-closed-doors friendly. And League of Ireland news, Dundalk have confirmed the signing of Keith Buckley ahead of the new League of Ireland season. The midfielder joins from Bohemians, having made 379 appearances during his time at Dalymount Park. Dundalk have also signed Ronan Tehan from Kerry. Cross-channel Tottenham boss Thomas Frank says he doesn't regret calling supporters who mocked their own goalkeeper not true Spurs fans. His side make the trip to Newcastle in tonight's Premier League action. Kick-off at St James's Park is at 8:15. And Manchester City can move to within 2 points of league leaders Arsenal this evening. They travel to Fulham for a 7:30 start, while at the same time Bournemouth, they face Everton. In other news, Mikel Arteta admits it'll be touch and go whether William Saliba can return to action for tomorrow night's game. The Arsenal boss was without the centre-back for Sunday's 1-1 draw with Chelsea. Saliba is a niggle and looks set to miss tomorrow's game against Brentford, along with Leandro Trossard, who also took a knock. In the Championship tonight, there's one game down for decision. Blackburn Rovers, they play Ipswich Town. And in the Irish Northern Ireland League Cup, the quarter-finals are on tonight. Ballymena United, they play Larn. Glentoran are up against Cliftonville. Moyola Park play Coleraine. And Newry, they play Linfield. All those games kick off at 7:45. In Scotland, Martin O'Neill says tomorrow's meeting with Dundee will definitely be his last as Celtic interim manager. Frenchman Wilfred Nancy is expected to be named soon as the permanent replacement for Brendan Rodgers. His move from the MLS club Columbus Crew has been held up by visa issues. In cricket, Ireland's wait for a first series win against a full member cricket nation continues after an 8-wicket defeat to Bangladesh and Mirpur. The result secured a 2-1 victory for the hosts in the 2020 contest. Paul Sterling's side were bowled out for 117, while Bangladesh passed their score with 38 balls to spare. In swimming, Daniel Whiffen will swim in the final of the men's 400 metres freestyle at the European Short Course Championships in Poland. His time of 3 minutes 37.04 seconds was the quickest in the heats. The final starts just after 6 o'clock Irish time. In boxing, Kelly Harrington returns to the ring later on this evening, headlining an exhibition night at Dublin's Mansion House. The two-time Olympic champion stepped away after Paris 2024, but now she's back, ready to lace up the gloves against Dutch fighter Chelsea Heyen, who won a bronze medal at the 2022 World Championships. And finally for this evening in snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan has suffered a shock first-round exit at the UK Championship. The 8-time champion was beaten 6 frames to 4 against China's Zhu Zilong in York. Mark Selby, he's safely through after a 6-2 win over Li Fei-Pan. In the evening session, Barry Hawkins, he faces David Lully, while Kieran Wilson takes on Elliot Slesher. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí have been receiving reports of scam phone calls concerning broadband issues. The scammer would attempt to apologise and offer a refund after receiving the victim's bank details. Garda Sean Sweeney was speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show in detail about how the scam is being carried out and how people can protect themselves.
A call is received and the call is purporting to be from a well-known broadband company. They explain the internet speed is very slow and as a result you're going to be compensated. In one of the instances, the caller requested recipient to set up a payment link on the mobile phone to facilitate the refund. They then took control of their phone. So in most cases, they're simply requesting financial or bank card details so the money can be transferred. In all cases, once they have those details, they steal your money.
They can clean your account out straight away. Yeah.
So we said, look, never provide your bank details to anybody. Never click on the link they sent to you via text message, email, and definitely don't agree to download any link. They can get remote access to your phone and they'll get total access to your accounts. If anybody received a call looking for personal information, it should be an alarm bell. Verify the source. You can go online and Google the company name and number and call them directly yourself. And again, if it's too good to be true, it usually is.
Cabinet has signed off on a proposal to issue tasers to Gardaí on a pilot basis. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan introduced the plans with around 120 Gardaí set to get the device as early as this week. Up to now, ordinary members of the force have only been armed with batons. The Garda Representative Association is welcoming the move, and Assistant General Secretary Tara McManus says the organisation has been calling for tasers to be introduced for a long time.
So the details of the pilot are that it will run in the stations that already have body cams up and running. And it's very important, I suppose, that the body cams and tasers work in sync as time goes on and all members are issued with body-worn cameras. We would hope to see the entire force issued with both body-worn cameras and tasers.
The media regulator has launched an investigation into TikTok and LinkedIn. It's looking into social media companies' illegal content reporting mechanisms. Emily Keegan has more.
Last year, An Coimisiún na mBan opened a review into a number of websites requesting information from several of those based here to ensure people have a right to report content they suspect to be illegal in an accessible and user-friendly way. Following this, the regulator has today announced formal investigations into TikTok and LinkedIn. It suspects the site's reporting systems aren't easy to access or user-friendly, don't allow people to report child sexual abuse material anonymously, and the design of their interfaces may deter people from reporting content as illegal. If either site is found to break the rules, it could result in a fine of up to 6% of turnover. An Coimisiún na mBan has requested further information from several other providers and says it's not ruling out further regulatory action.
The PSNI is investigating threats made against politicians in a video circulating on social media. It shows masked men armed with guns reading a statement in which politicians in the Newry, Mourne and Down area are being described as legitimate targets. Police say they're working to identify those responsible. The Alliance of Party Deputy Leader Owen Tinson says it can't be tolerated.
That is completely unacceptable. There's no place for that kind of threat or intimidation in public life. If you disagree with the decision that your elected representatives have taken, you should send them an email or go and attend a protest, not engage in this blatant threat and intimidation.
The Gritters will return to the roads at 6 o'clock this evening and again at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The council's urging road users to assume that no road's ice free. A list of the treated routes and the times can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Looking now to the weather forecast, a rather cold evening with clear spells and some scattered showers. Southwest winds will be mostly moderate, fresher in coastal areas. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. Amendments to the defective concrete block bill has been received by government for approval and is now set to be debated in the Dáil shortly. However, Deputy Charles Ward says he and other TDs only received a copy of the amendments at 10 o'clock this morning. The changes seek to improve flexibility in the case of semi-detached houses and side-by-side builds in limited cases. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked Ireland for its support during an address to the Oireachtas. He told TDs and senators Ireland understands the price of freedom like few other countries. It has emerged a case in Donegal is involved in the wider safeguarding issues facing the Presbyterian Church of Ireland. In an interview to be broadcast on BBC Spotlight tonight, Ian Elliott, an expert in safeguarding, could not find records of a child sexual abuse case that happened years before the current crisis. And a new Journal Investigates report has highlighted major gaps in how Donegal's historic dump sites are being managed. It's revealed that only three of the county's 23 landfills have been submitted to the EPA for certification. It amounts to just 13% of sites in Donegal entering the process that's intended to reduce the risk of pollution to nearby waterways and ecosystems. The figure's only slightly higher than the national average of 10%. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, December 2nd. The death has taken place of Michael McBride, Tully Connell, Fanad. Funeral arrangements to follow. The death has occurred of Alan James Murr, Holly View, Lurgie Breck, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at the home of his father, Ernie Murr, Swilly View, Lurgie Breck, from 12 noon until 10 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday at 1:15 p.m, going to Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, for funeral service followed by burial in Gortley Graveyard. Family time, please, today and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the A&E Department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Louise O'Loughlin, 12 Castle Grove, Raphoe. Louise will repose at her late residence this evening from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Rosary will be recited on both evenings at 9 p.m. The funeral cortege will leave her late residence on Thursday morning at 11:30 a.m. proceeding to St. Union's Church, Raphoe, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass may be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Eileen Lynch, Donaghy, 110 Naylor's Row, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at her residence today. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:20 a.m, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Jean Campbell, 29 Church Road, Altnagelvin, Londonderry. Wake is private. Funeral service at her home tomorrow at 1 p.m, where everyone is welcome, followed by interment at Glendermot Presbyterian Church Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Glendermot Presbyterian Church Building Fund, care of Mrs. Joanna Walker. The death has taken place of Maureen Loudon, née Northie, 74A Culmore Point, Derry, and formerly of Glentaher, Carndonna. Remains are reposing at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Directors, 110 Clooney Road, Eglinton, today until 8 p.m. Funeral service will take place in her home on Thursday at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Marie Curie Cancer Care. The death has taken place of Lexi Spratt, Gary Harry, Letterkenny. Lexi's remains are reposing at his late residence, which is private to family and neighbours only, please. Funeral leaving Lexi's residence tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 p.m, going to Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, for a service of thanksgiving at 2 p.m. Interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Vincent Lynch, 19 Marion Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, until 9 p.m. today. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Funeral service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.